So one thing that I teach very, very strongly about real estate investing when it comes to funding your deals and how you're going to fund your deals is I focus on getting the funding lined up first. All right. I want to know where the funding is going to come from because, why do I want to be out making offers on real estate? And in our case on single family houses, and I don't know where the funding's going to come from. I know some people that teach, oh, just go get the houses under contract and the funding will show up. Well, I'm sorry, I don't subscribe to that plan or that way of doing business. I don't know where the funding's coming from. So one place that funding that can come from that I do not recommend. And that's using your own money, all right? So, to begin with, if we were going to rely on using our own money, then most people would not even be real estate investors, okay? Now there are creative ways that you can fund deals. Some of you may have heard of buying a house subject to the existing note, but when it comes to like if the house needed rehab, you might, in this case, we're talking about using your own money, not a good idea. So there's two main reasons why I do not recommend you use your own money. Number one is most everybody that, I'm talking to right here, we don't have the money to go out and buy the real estate anyway. But the second reason, even if you do have your own funding in place, you've got your own cash. Well, if you tie up your cash in real estate, what other opportunities are you going to be missing or missing out on that may come along? So, as you may have already heard me talk about elsewhere, my favorite way of funding is private money. We're going to talk about private money and what that is here in a few lectures, down the road. But using your own money, I don't want to tie up my own cash because I don't know how long that, I mean, even if I was going to use my own cash, I don't know how long that property is going to be sitting there before I'm actually going to cash out, particularly if I'm going to sell it on rent to own. When I'm selling on rent to own, that can be a 12-month or 24-month term on helping the people get ready for a mortgage. But if I'm using my own money, I've got my own cash tied up for all that period of time. And so don't use your own money. That is one way that you can do it. But let's talk in the upcoming lectures about a much better way to fund your deals.